You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Democrats are trying to figure out where their party went wrong in the 2016 elections. I mean, how did they misread the voters? Does the party need to rebuild from the ground up? Our next guest wrote a column in Politico who has a suggestion where rebuilding should start. Get the party's headquarters out of Washington. Phil Angelides joins us. Where do you want the Democratic Party headquarters to locate?
Well, Lester, if we're going to build from the ground up, we ought to actually do that. And the fact is that we ought to be in the heartland. And I think we ought to be in Detroit, Michigan, which is really in the heart of the industrial Midwest, where the now shattered Big Blue Wall once stood, where this 2016 election was decided. And I think if the Democrats are serious, we need to get out of Washington, into the heartland, establish a national headquarters in Detroit, because the battlegrounds in 2018 and in 2020, yes, they'll be in many places of the country, but the crucible of the battle for this nation's future lies in places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio. I mean, after all, this 2016 election was decided by 76,000 votes in three states, in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. So if we're going to rebuild from the ground up, let's do it in the battleground, in the heart of the country that we need to win back if we're going to prevail as Democrats.
You're from California, part of the, excuse the term, bi-coastal elite. If you want the Democratic headquarters in the Midwest, or the heartland, as you call it, you could consider Chicago or St. Louis or Minneapolis. What does Detroit represent that these other cities do not?
First of all, I think the key is to make the commitment to build from the ground up, and that is precinct by precinct, city by city, county by county. It also is about a commitment to fight with renewed intensity to earn the trust of American working families, including all those folks who have been left behind, particularly in the Midwest, not along the coast, people who have been left behind in this global economy. Look, Detroit makes the most sense because if you look at a map, it's central. It's within driving distance of Pennsylvania, of Ohio, Illinois, of Wisconsin. It's really in the heart of the country. Logistically, it makes sense. There are flights, 26 nonstop daily flights to Washington, D.C. When you look at it all in, Detroit and its surrounding area really makes sense. And let's be blunt also. You know, Detroit was once the symbol of America's industrial might. It's still a place where a lot of goods are manufactured in this country. And I believe if the Democratic Party is going to become a prevailing party, we shouldn't just be saying, well, you know, the demographic trends are eventually going to carry us to victory. We ought to be willing to get into the communities and fight for the votes of the workers in the Midwest who have really been the bulwark of our party, and frankly, many of whom have been left behind. Now, the other guys don't give a whit about these folks, and the Democratic Party's done a lot. It was the Democratic Party that saved the auto industry. It's the Democratic Party that's fought for clean energy, that's brought a lot of jobs to the Midwest. If we're down in the community on the front lines, it will make a real difference, not only in winning back those critical states of Michigan and Ohio and Wisconsin, but where you're located shapes how you think, who you interact with. And I think being in the industrial Midwest, in the heartland of the country, would be good for the soul and perspective of the Democratic Party. A little more heartland and a little less beltway.
Yeah, let me stop you right there because, you know, it sounds great for the party to change, to shift its perspective perhaps. But are voters going to see this? Are you going to gain votes because of it? I mean, voters these days are a pretty cynical bunch. And the idea of the Democratic Party uprooting itself from Washington and moving to Detroit, do you think that's really going to sway anyone?
Oh, I don't think it's going to sway voters by that one act, even though, look, it would send a pretty strong signal about what we stand for and whom we're fighting for. It would also send a signal that we're serious as a party about devoting resources to organizing in those states and communities across the country where we need to get back in the game. But I think where it's elemental is it really says, look, starting now, we're going to rebuild in the neighborhoods and cities and counties of the heartland of this country where, unfortunately, you know, we lost some voters to the cynical con artist ploys of Donald Trump. We didn't make our case forcefully enough. And so I think being rooted in the industrial Midwest, in the heartland, will also help shape our party's message. It will unite us with the people on the ground. It'll help shape our message. I think we need to spend more time figuring out, look, I'm from California. And yes, we want to keep enacting policies that boost the economy of places like Silicon Valley and the entertainment industry, but we better spend more time as a party and as a nation in figuring out how to put productive, talented, eager to work people back to work at good paying jobs in the heartland of this country. So I think being on the ground there helps shape who you are.
What's been the response among fellow Democrats about your proposal to move the National Democratic headquarters from Washington to Detroit?
So I've written a lot of different articles about, you know, different subjects over the last several years. I got to tell you, I've gotten an avalanche of responses from people all over the country, really embracing the idea and realizing we got to get back to our roots. I mean, the fact is that in this election, if we had troops on the ground, if we had the real loyalty of voters in the industrial Midwest, Hillary Clinton would be sworn in on Friday. But I think it's more than also the presidential race. I mean, look, you know, people talk about how the big blue wall crumbled in 2016. It crumbled well before that. It crumbled in 2010 when Michigan elected a Republican governor and we lost control of the Michigan legislature. It happened in Wisconsin in 2010. It happened in Ohio in 2010. So I think a lot of people realize there's no credible road back to victory for the Democratic Party unless we get back the Midwest. And I've been really struck by the response that, you know, people have. And what's interesting also, I think there's a real sense among a lot of people that places like Detroit and the Midwest are poised for a comeback. There's a skilled labor force. There's a willingness to work. There's a lot of industrial capacity, and we're just not using that as a country. And I think a lot of people understand that it's a place where a comeback can happen, not just for our party, but for the country. So it's been a really interesting response.
Phil Angelides is a former chair of the California Democratic Party and the author of a column published by Politico titled "Why the Democratic Party Needs to Move Its Headquarters to Detroit." Thanks very much for talking with us.
It was great.